A new Métis filmmaker gearing up for the premiere of her film in Thunder Bay. The premiere will kick off the Research and Innovation Week Film Festival at Lakehead University. Judy Isaac Barnes is a Canada Research Chair in Indigenous Education at the school. The CBC's Kim Latimer caught up with her at the campus.
The film is called A Living History of Métis Families, as told by Dorothy Chartrand, and it highlights 25 years of research that she did in coming to understand her own community and the many communities that fed into that community. It tells about several hundred years of history. My research involves working with Indigenous elders across Canada, and Dorothy is one of the elders with whom I have been working. Dorothy Chartrand grew up as a Métis child in a Métis community. She knew a great deal about her relations, and yet she didn't quite know all of the details about how these big families were interconnected. So she went to school with people who were her cousins, but she wasn't quite sure how they were her cousins and what those relationships were. And she also got involved in the Genealogical Society in St. Albert and began to sort of trace back what were those connections and histories of her community. And she went and interviewed all of the Métis families in her community. Wow. And she wanted to make sure that the Métis story of this community got told. And so that was her beginning. And then she spent 25 years doing research in archives and graveyards and all across Canada, from Quebec all the way to Alberta, tracing the lines of her family and tracing their roots and their roles in many communities. So she has many interesting stories to tell. I only touch a few.
So what would you say is the main message of this film?
Well, there are many themes and issues that Dorothy explains and explores. One of them is the resilience of Indigenous people, and that Métis people, while they struggled, she talks about wildfires, she talks about smallpox, she talks about being dislocated from your land, all of those things, and yet Métis people have survived and indeed thrived. So that's one of the main messages. The other message that I think is really powerful in this film is that Indigenous women played very important roles in our communities and were the backbones of our communities. They kept them running and kept them thriving.
These are topics that could hit home here in Thunder Bay and in our region, would you say?
Oh, yes. This is a very, very important Métis community, actually. Thunder Bay and this region has a very strong Métis history. And sometimes Métis history in Ontario is not recognized. The whole idea of who a Métis person is began in Ontario and in the Great Lakes region. So Thunder Bay and this whole territory has a very strong Métis history.
So tell me your personal connection to this sort of research and this sort of filmmaking.
Well, I am a Métis woman, and Dorothy is actually my great aunt. So her story is part of my story. So when she traces the history of her family, she's tracing the history of my family. So that's where I've begun. The vast majority of other elders I've been working with are not family members, but in this particular case, it's really important for me to know that history.
So what motivates you to make these sorts of films?
There are many motivations to create film. One of them is to get our stories out. I think we don't hear enough about Métis stories. We tend to hear, if we hear Indigenous stories at all, they tend to be First Nations stories. And those need to be told much more as well. But we don't hear Métis stories. And then when we do, we always hear about Louis Riel and buffalo hunting. Those seem to be the only ways that Canadians know about Métis people. But our histories are much more complex than that. And we need to get those stories out.
Tell me why you decided to premiere here at Lakehead.
Lakehead has given me tremendous support in developing this film, in seeking funding for it. And so it seems like a great opportunity to premiere it here. And there's a great support network of Indigenous people at Lakehead University and in this community. So I wanted to share it with them first.
When you speak about the elders and some of the northern communities that perhaps can access this film, do you think this is a better way to reach them in terms of education and academics?
This film is being forwarded to APTN. It's been requested by the Smithsonian Institute to see if they might be interested. And we are going to be working with educators to attempt to disseminate this to education. We hope that this film will have a broader impact than, you know, just this one night.
Thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
CBC's Kim Latimer there, speaking with Dr. Judy Isaac Barnes, a Canada Research Chair in Indigenous Education at Lakehead University. Now, her film, A Living History of Métis Families, will premiere at Research and Innovation Week. And if you're interested in attending, it's Tuesday, the 24th of February at 7 o'clock in room 2001 of the ATEC building. The film is open to the public and absolutely free. So again, that's this Tuesday at 7 in room 2001 of the ATEC building at Lakehead University.